This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday, I introduced the topic of when dark times come, and I actually looked into the Bible and read about an experience for King David. And we read that in 1 Samuel of a time when King David actually lost his family. He had no home to return to. And his own men actually wanted to kill him. So here he was feeling totally abandoned. He knows that God has chosen him for a specific purpose, but he's very tired. God doesn't seem to be keeping his end of the bargain. And that darkness in his life was coming in. But we read in that story that David found strength in the Lord his God. And in Psalm 55, there was another terrible time that he went through. "Listen to my prayer, O God," he said. "Don't ignore my plea. Hear me, answer me. My thoughts trouble me. I'm distraught. I'm distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked, for they bring suffering upon me. My heart is in anguish. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me, and horror has overwhelmed me. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress. He hears my voice. Cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. I trust you, O God." They're the verses from Psalm 55. So David felt his enemies literally closing in on him. He thought his life was coming to an end. But in the end, it was almost like he heard God say to him, "Trust me." Do you know that God speaks in the bad times? If we get quiet in the dark, we can hear God, actually. Not audibly necessarily, but we can hear him. The problem is when we're in the dark, we're afraid. We might cry or scream, and we talk to ourselves. But when we're making this noise, we can't hear that God is saying, "Look, I love you. I'm with you. Trust me. Lean on me." We need to ask God to calm us down so that we can hear what God is saying. Psalm 18:28 is another verse where David said, "You, the Lord God, keep my lamp burning, and you turn darkness into light." Can I say today, never doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. Think of the many times that God's been with you, answered your prayer or shown you specific answers, and you felt good that, yes, God's with me. Well, it's just the same in the dark times. He exists in the shadows as well as the light. And I do believe we need to remember that fundamental truth. Often we need to open the Bible and to read what it is. And here, for example, is what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. He said, "Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father is a merciful God who always gives us comfort. He comforts us when we are in trouble so that we can share that same comfort with others in trouble." Psalm 62 reminds us that only God gives inward peace. And the psalmist said, "So I depend on him. God alone is the mighty rock who keeps me safe, and he is the fortress where I feel secure." That's Psalm 62, verse 5 to 6. So it's important to remember that God is with us in all circumstances. There's nothing too big for him to handle. His help is there with you. That's why the Proverbs writer says, "With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road." Or let's make that a bit different. Let's insert the word darkness. He will always clear the darkness for you to follow. It's real, isn't it, that many, many people have gone through dark times in their life. I can recall from history Vincent van Gogh, the brilliant man. He only painted for 10 years, and he sold just one painting before he took his own life, and he was only 37 years of age. So we all face, I guess, in our own way, some difficult times. Our dreams are crushed. We might feel we're too weak or too fearful. We might wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning when everything is just dark and lonely, and the thoughts rattle around in our head. What's the use? Why should I pray? Where is God? What's the use of trusting God? I think these things are very real. Remember that God is by your side at all times. "Well, dear Lord, no matter where I am, you are with me, whether I'm up or down, Lord, or even in the terrible times, you are there. Thank you for that assurance. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.